Welcome to TBT, a movie podcast where we relive our childhoods through movies. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Miranda, and today we're going to be talking to you all about Hannah Montana the movie, which coincidentally is not called the Hannah Montana movie.
It is?
It's not called the Hannah Montana movie, but I always call it Hannah Montana movie. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, because I think I started writing it the Hannah Montana movie, and I'm like, no, it's a colon,
it's
the movie.
Hannah Montana colon, the movie.
We didn't rip off of them for our podcast name.
TBT, a podcast. Honestly, drinking game point would be like drink every time there's a colon in a title.
But I mean, how often does that happen? I mean, that would.
I feel like it happens like, fairly often. Spy Kids 2: Island of Lost Dreams.
But I mean, like, where?
Spy Kids 3D: Game Over.
Is this like as you're exploring IMDb? Like,
no, what? This is as you're listening to our podcast.
Oh.
Oh my god, Olivia.
But I mean, that we say the title of the movie one time.
Yeah, true. So, if you've been with us for a long time, you know that we roughly have the rule that we won't cover things that are less than 10 years old. Coincidentally,
we take it very seriously.
We do, like, until next week. Until next week, something that's literally, like, 10 minutes old.
We have special events, all right?
Yeah, we've been doing this for too long, and we just needed to have some self-care in here somewhere.
Yeah, rules are meant to be broken.
Totally. So, actually, that's something I really don't agree with, but we've been
over
that. Oh, my
God! No, that's, like, a fundamental thing in my life. What are you talking?
I know.
Not laws.
It's almost like we're different people, Olivia.
Laws and rules are different, but okay.
Adhere to the Google Doc. This movie came out on April 10th, 2009, so yesterday. We are literally recording this on Thursday, April 11th. Yesterday, this movie turned 10 years old. So
happy birthday!
Very exciting. I thought, you know, Miley's been, like, out and about. She's been, like, wearing a Hannah Montana wig, things like that. I thought she was gonna do something for this 10th anniversary. Homegirl did nothing. But when everyone was like, oh my god, why is she, like, you know, putting on a wig and singing Best of Both Worlds? I was like, duh, I'm sure she's, like, doing something for the 10-year anniversary of Hannah Montana the movie. Was she? Absolutely not.
I mean, I think, like, it does make me really happy that people are, like, this is the news surrounding Miley now, is that, you know, because a few years ago, it would be such a different story. Like, people would be like, oh, she's wearing a wig. God only knows. But, like, today it's like, oh my god, she's, like, remembering Hannah Montana. It's like, okay, that's
good. It's cute.
We're in a good place, Miley.
We are. 2019 what's the running time? Miley. Speaking of good places, what's the running time for this movie?
Not such a good place. An hour and 42 minutes. It stretched.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I mean, I felt like the end kind of went long. Like, it went longer than it needed to.
She's on stage at that concert for a while.
Yeah, and, like, just dry. I felt like they, I don't know. It was fine, I guess. But, I mean, 12 minutes too long, if you ask me.
Yeah. And then this movie was directed by a man named Peter Chelsom, who I've never heard of before. His known fours are The Space Between Us, Centaur.
He actually acted.
Did he play a centaur?
Yes.
Okay, great, cool. So he's just a regular, like, oh, I don't remember
extra?
What the centaur's name from... Oh, okay, fair. I don't remember what the centaur's name from Harry Potter is. Anyway.
What is
Sarah,
it?
I don't know. I'm
I thought
I
you
don't
said
remember.
I thought you said, oh, I just remembered.
I was going to say Mr. Tumnus at first, and I was like, Mr. Tumnus is not a centaur.
Yeah, he's a he's what Phil is in... Oh, shit, what's...
Figure
shit.
It out.
What is it?
Let me do the rest of Peter Chelsom's known for while you think of it. His known fours are also Serendipity from 2001, Hector and the Search for Happiness from 2014, and Funny Bones from 1995, just like me.
Yeah, so I've heard good things about... Oh my god, this... Danny DeVito. Danny
what are
DeVito.
You talking about?
He's a satyr.
Oh, a say okay, yeah. That's right, that's correct.
But Danny DeVito voiced Phil, okay? So when I put in Phil
Mr.
from Hercules...
Mr. Tumnus is a fawn, though.
Yes.
Okay, whatever, all right. We're over it. Who stars in this
okay.
movie?
Okay, so the stars...
Why are we talking about Danny DeVito?
Because he voiced Phil from Hercules.
From Hercules. Okay, okay. Now it all makes sense. I was so confused.
So that was a little askew for... But like I said, Hercules
stick
episode.
To the Google Doc, Olivia.
Listen to our Hercules episode. Good call.
Yeah, do it. It was really good. I don't remember.
It was. The music is so good.
No, but like the music isn't in our episode.
I know, but like it was a good movie. Okay, sure. Miley Cyrus, obviously, is the star of Hannah Montana the movie. She plays Miley Stewart / Hannah Montana.
What?
Yeah, gasp. So her notables are Hannah Montana, the show, TV show from 2006 to 2011, Hannah Montana, the movie, 2009, obviously, and the last song, No Date, and LOL from 2012.
I wonder why there's no date on the last song, but there is a date on Hannah Montana, the movie. Hmm. You know, who knows?
How does that happen? So she started auditioning for Hannah Montana in 2006 when she was 11 years old. She originally tried out for the part of Lily Truscott, which wouldn't be
so it wasn't in 2006 that she started auditioning, because this is copy and pasted from IMDb. They literally refer to every single show with, like, the year it started or a movie with the year it came out. So it's, she started auditioning for Hannah Montana when she was 11 years old. Her birthday's in 1992, so that would have been, you know, early.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of pre-production. Okay. Yeah. So, personal quote from IMDb. Let me get ready for this one.
Yeah.
I want to be Snooki. I love her. I'm obsessed. She's one of the only people I've asked for an autograph and a picture from because I love her and I'm inspired by her.
When do you think this quote was said?
Wait, do you what have do you think- the date on it?
No, I don't have the date on it, but, like, just, when do you think, like, in your heart? Do you think this was, like, a 2017? Like, do you think this was 2008?
Okay, so I don't, I'm going to say 2014.
10? Oh. When was Jersey Shore on?
When I was in college. It was my senior year of high school, freshman year of college, I know, were, like, big times. Because we had Jersey days in my freshman year of college.
Oh my God,
where we all watched
gross.
It in a dorm room. We all watched it in a dorm room. It was very fun.
Yeah. There are some other quotes here. I don't know if they're that important, but I just think
go
it's
for it.
They're
I
really
want to hear
funny.
You say that one.
This one is hilarious. She says, I really don't like Coke, and in brackets, IMDb put cocaine. She says, it's so gross and so dark. It's like, what are you, from the 90s? Ew. So funny to me.
I feel like, I don't know if it's just me. Like, not, no, never mind. I'm not even going to say that.
Don't.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like, I feel like people still do cocaine, don't they? Like, I don't, but, like, I feel like cocaine's having a resurgence. Like,
I would not know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like you hear more about it today than you did, like, 10 years ago, but maybe that's
because
I'm almost 30.
Well, I mean, we especially
30.
Do,
yeah.
You know?
Because I,
wasn't
in high
really
school, it's more popular.
When I was 12, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
And then another Miley quote is, I think water's, like, a really important thing. And there's an apostrophe in waters. Like, whose waters are they? IMDb. Figure it out. Yeah. And then another fun fact in here is that her salary for Hannah Montana is listed on IMDb. No idea how accurate this is, but it's listed on IMDb as $15,000 per episode. She did 101 episodes, average that out. That's $1.5 million.
I feel like
which
that's
honestly
low.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah. I mean, I
understand
feel like
that,
in
like,
later
she was
seasons.
Young, but, like, she had to give up her whole life during that time for Hannah Montana. Like, A, she was working, and B, she couldn't go anywhere without being literally attacked by paparazzi. So, like, she was very famous. Like, I just, like, that is... I don't know if that's enough for, like, to give up your anonymity, to give up your, like, life. I don't know.
I think, like, if I was in those later seasons, I would definitely, like, I would want some kind of, like, merchandise royalties and, like, well, and I'm sure she made money off the concerts and stuff like that, too. Like, that touring, I'm yeah. sure she made a ton of money. Like, there's True. No and way the movie. She like, walked
this
away.
This doesn't count the movie. This yeah, is literally like, there's just no way. Salary from the episodes.
Yeah, there's just no way she walked away from Hannah Montana in 2011 with $1.5 million. Like, I mean,
absolutely.
I think in 2011...
most of it she had spent already. B.
What?
You know, those sidekicks, they don't come cheap.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, I would say, yeah, easily in 2011, Miley Cyrus was worth, like, 10 to 15 mil, easy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, who's up next?
So up next is Billy Ray Cyrus playing Robbie Ray Stewart. His known fours are Hannah Montana the movie, Mulholland Drive from 2001, Hannah Montana from 2006 to 2011, so the show. And The Spy Next Door from 2010. No idea what that is. Billy Ray's father, Ron, was actually a politician. He was a Democrat in Kentucky, and he served 11 consecutive terms in the Kentucky House of Representatives. I don't know how competitive it is to get into the Kentucky House of Representatives, but, like, 11 terms is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think once you have those, like, once you have those seats, if you don't do a terrible job, it's pretty hard to lose them. I mean, I'm thinking, like, Fair. Parks and Rec, like, how all the city council people have been on city council for, like, 30 years, you know? I think
Yeah, but that's city council. That's
I know,
not,
but
like,
I'm saying,
House
like, I think
representatives for the
in,
state.
Yeah, but I think, like, political, like, even a state House of Representatives is still, like, a pretty small, like, area that you're representing. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, once you get those seats, unless you, like, really fuck it up, it's hard to lose it.
Yeah. Who else we got?
Jason Earls. Nope. He plays Jackson Stewart.
Wrong.
Oh, shit. Yeah, never mind. Emily Osment.
I mean, he's also in it, but we're not there yet. Yeah, again, yeah. Olivia, adhere to the Google Doc.
Okay, Emily Osment plays Lily Truscott. Her known fours are Hannah Montana, the movie, Spy Kids 2, : Island of Lost Dreams from 2002, Spy Kids 3D, Game Over from 2003, and Cyber Bully from 2011. Where is Young and Hungry? She had her own, again, with, like, I think it was Mindy Kaling. She had her own freaking TV show, and it's not on her known fours.
That's true, but, I mean, look, IMDb really needs to, like, figure it out where they're, like, weighting these movies more heavily
yeah,
than the
TV
shows.
Yeah, and TV show. I really, they need to weigh TV shows heavier.
For sure. And in 2019, TV shows are a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Golden age. Come on. She also went to Occidental College in Los Angeles and was friends with Miranda's brother.
Yeah, I mean, Olivia originally put is. I don't know if they're still friends. Like, this is not something that I know. But I will say one of my favorite stories to tell is that I met her on the night of an Occidental toga party. She was wearing a toga, she looked great, and, she was smashed. Like, she was so drunk, so, yeah.
Wait, is she, like, super hot in real life? Like, I could see her being, like, the hot girl in real life.
She was really pretty, she was really small.
Ugh, so jealous.
Yeah. So, anyway. She was really nice.
I want to be hot, small, and smashed at a yoga party.
Yeah, it was weird. I was, like, holding a pair of scissors. It was very strange.
Why were you holding a pair
I think
of
Yes by LMFAO
party?
Was playing, if that really helps set the scene.
Wait, why were you holding a pair of scissors?
I think I needed, I was like, I think my, well, we needed like a pair of scissors for something.
Were
I
you
don't know.
Working the toga party?
No, we were in my brother's dorm.
Oh, okay.
Building. And okay. We had to like go get scissors from one of his friends, and then on the way back, we ran into Emily, who was having like a pregame in her room. Because she had a single.
Ah, lucky.
I feel like I'm, like, talking too much. I'm, like, sweating. This is a lot.
Really? Okay. Oh, my God. I'm, like, this is everything.
Okay. Well, we can return offline. Yes. Also in this movie is Jason Earls playing Jackson Stewart. His known fours are Hannah Montana, the movie, obviously. National Treasure from 2004. National Treasure?
Okay, whoever he was, I think he was named, but he, like, I, no idea who it was.
Yeah, no idea. I'm gonna have to Google that later. I'm not going to, but I feel like I should. And then also Hannah Montana, the TV show from 2006 to 2011, and then also Kickin' It from 2011 to 2015. So, like, Jason Earls has worked, you know? Anyway, we were having trouble figuring out a fun fact to put for Jason Earls. This is another fun fact that comes from my knowledge that I have from my brother, but it's that Jason Earls has a fully public Facebook profile. At least he did a few years ago when I went onto Emily Osmond's Facebook profile, because Facebook friends with my brother, and was, you know, being a creep. So, Jason Earls, fully public Facebook profile.
Yeah, fun fact, his demo reel is available on...
Of course it is. He's trying to get work, you know? Jason Earls was not making $15,000 an episode.
He plays Thomas Gates. So I guess...
Is that, like, his son?
Maybe. I don't know. No? No?
Oh, no, because his name was Ben...
Ben Franklin. Yeah, Ben. Yeah. Oh, my God. Franklin Good Gates? One. Yeah, I think maybe he plays... Oh, you know, in the flashbacks, when they go to, like, original storytelling of, like, Thomas Gates, like, took the map and, like, went, and, like, he's riding on a horse, like, Paul Revere. My. That's who he is.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Jason Earls, you know, I hope he's doing well.
In it for maybe 10 seconds.
But... I'm worried about him. Notably not in this movie is Mitchell Musso, by the way.
I didn't have time, okay? And I really wanted...
No, but he's not in the movie.
He is. Yes, he is.
Oh, LOL. Sorry.
Yeah, he's in the beach scene, like, the beginning, when they're doing, like, the birthday party and all that.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Okay. Also in this movie is Melora Hardin. She plays Lorelai. Her known for is our 17 again from 2009, Hannah Montana the movie, The Office from 2005 to 2013, and 27 Dresses from 2008.
It's rude that they're leaving out her iconic role as Jacqueline in The Bold Type, but okay.
But I mean, most importantly, Jan Levinson Gould, everybody. Like,
yeah, but that's in the known for.
I know, but okay. Like, that's the only reason why I put her on this.
I understand why The Bold Type is not in these, but I just, like, The Bold Type came back on Tuesday. It's still good. She was still in it. She's still a boss, and love it.
She is a boss. She's great. I love
in
her.
In general, yeah. So at the box office, this movie had a $30 million budget.
That seems a little high to me, but...
It does seem... kind of high, but then I was, like, listening to a Game of Thrones podcast today, and they said that the Game of Thrones pilot was $20 million, and then they scrapped it and recorded another pilot that was also $20 million, so anything is possible.
I mean, I just feel like for a, like, considering they were, like, deciding...
They were filming in Tennessee.
Well, and they were...
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but they were...
They had to pay for a lot of extras.
Yeah, but they were trying to decide between this and the Wizards of Waverly Place movie. So it's like, this was could have been a Disney Channel original movie, and they were spending $30 million on it.
Yeah, I want to know what the budget is for Wizards of Waverly Place, because I feel like that's an easy, like, whichever one had the higher budget, like, that's the one that you should put in theaters.
Yeah, that's the one we need to make money off of. Yeah.
And, like, at this point, I think they'd already done the Hannah Montana concert movie, so they sort of knew they knew how many people a Hannah Montana
they knew they could
vehicle
get people into
was going
a theater.
To, like,
yeah.
bring to the theater, and they knew it was a lot. Anyway, it made $32 million in its wide release opening weekend, and then domestic gross earnings were $79 million, and worldwide gross earnings were $155 million. So I really hope that, like, Miley got a fat royalty check from that.
I feel like she still gets mailbox money from it.
Oh, for sure. Totally.
Which is great. Good for her. She deserves it.
Good for her.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I would take a childhood ruining for some nice mailbox money.
That's easy to say, though, as someone who had a childhood.
You know what? I don't care. She wanted this, all right? Trish knew this was the way she needed to.
Tish.
Or Tish. Tish. She looks like a Trish. Tish knew this.
She's named after a film school.
Is it spelled that way? Because Tish
film
school is
SCH. I have literally no idea.
Also, I feel like the film school is definitely named after someone. So
yeah, no, totally.
Okay. All right, so trivia. The fight scene between Hannah Montana and Tyra Banks was filmed in two locations. The exterior was filmed on Rodeo Drive. Spoiler alert,
there's a fight scene between Hannah and Tyra Banks. Tish is spelled differently.
Yeah, I thought so, but it's spelled like Trish without the R.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
No. There's a C in there.
There is?
Yeah, T-I-S-C-H.
How is Tish the school spelled?
T-I-S-C-H.
Okay, so they're spelled the same.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were... okay. Tish is spelled T-I-S-H. The school is T-I-S-C-H.
Yeah, okay, that's... Okay, thank you. I thought you were saying... Yeah, so I'm saying her name is spelled like Trish without the R.
Sure.
Yes, there we go.
You know, it's spelled like the entire alphabet without all the letters that aren't in it.
Okay, so the exterior of that scene was filmed on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, and the interior was shot in a department store in Tennessee.
Very different.
Yeah, but I don't think... What I think is weird is that Tyra Banks wasn't in, like, the exterior shots, so they didn't have to, like...
True, yeah, Tyra flew to Tennessee. You would think it would take place, like, in a soundstage in Burbank.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, no, they just needed Tyra to go to Tennessee. I'm sure she was there anyway, you know, working.
I would watch that reality show.
Tyra
in
Tennessee.
It's a lie. I wouldn't. I absolutely would not.
I would love it. I need it to be Tyra in Tennessee. Like,
oh my god, she would talk like that too.
Yes.
Totally. So, speaking of Tennessee, the primary filming location, Grandma Ruby's Farm, was a 200-acre ranch south of Nashville, just a few miles from the actual Cyrus family farm. Disney originally wanted to film in Louisiana over Tennessee, but Billy Ray was not a fan of this idea. He said, when I read the initial script, it was all about me bringing Miley home to Tennessee, and we were going to film it in Louisiana. To me, that was a red flag. I called a few different people and said, wait a second, I feel that Tennessee is the right place to make a movie about going back to Tennessee. I'm not making this up. I'm like, every place I read in this movie is within 7 miles of my house. And they said, take some pictures. So, I took a few pictures. The pictures of Lapers Fork and Thompson Station were the ones that sold them on it initially. They said, we'll fly someone out there to see it firsthand. And I said, you come to Tennessee and Tennessee will sell itself.
I just love that he's like, wait, so we're going to film a movie about Tennessee in Louisiana? That is not possible.
Oh my god. Okay.
He was like, my mind is blown. We cannot film a Tennessee movie in Louisiana.
No, Billy Ray Cyrus, no imagination.
So literal. Like, he was like, no.
A rule follower, possibly.
He's like, I'm going to go find you a Leaper's Landing, and we're going to do it here.
Yeah. I think it's really great how Olivia put this giant quote in her notes doc, and I'm the one who ends up having to read it.
I just love sitting there thinking, it's like, wait, so it's about my house in Tennessee, but we're not going to film it at my house?
It's like, Tennessee? Yes, Billy Ray, you filmed the entire show in Burbank, not in Malibu, where it's been set this whole time.
But that's not my house. That's Billy Ray's house.
And Billy Ray Cyrus really having a moment right now.
It's, oh my god, I can't with the Lil Xan.
No, that's not it. That's not his name. It is not Lil Xan.
Lil Xan X.
Oh, what? Lil Xan X actually makes way more sense.
That's what it is.
Oh, I thought it was Lil Nas.
No, it's Xan.
No, you're thinking of a different person. Lil Xan dated Noah Cyrus.
Okay. It's not the same person.
You need to listen to more Who Weekly.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, read the next bullet point, please.
Okay. Well, Miley and Mitchell became instant friends on the set of the Hannah Montana TV show. Miley and Emily, our friend of the podcast.
Struggled. Cut that out. No.
I don't think think she's going to come for us. She seems like a nice person.
I don't think
she
will either, but I don't feel good about it.
I might also be Young and Hungry's, like, number one fan, so...
I think you actually are.
I love that show. It is so good.
You
kind of
stan Young and Hungry.
I
like, Vanderpump
totally
Rules
stan.
Young and Hungry.
Yeah, I stand. You stand Young and Hungry. Yeah. But Emily and Miley struggled a lot with competitiveness and jealousy. The co-stars reportedly fought so badly on set that...
Hold on. Is competitiveness a word?
I don't know.
Would you not just say competition?
Is. No, I think you can... I think competitiveness is a word.
Sure.
The co-stars repeatedly fought so bad that both sets of their parents needed to get involved on set.
They should have been anyway, by the way.
Yeah, it, like, makes me happy that both of their parents were on... Like, that both sets of parents were actually on set.
I mean, I know that Emily's parents are, like, teachers.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I mean, I'd assume that they're used to... conflict mediation. Actually, my roommate, freshman year of high school, I think Emily Osment's mom was, like, her teacher in sixth grade or something like that. Like, it was one of her
That's
teachers
cool.
growing up, which is wild.
Yeah.
So, Emily Osment and I, really, we just cross paths.
Yeah, really. Friend
I'm
of the
kidding.
Podcast.
I feel so awkward right now.
Why?
I just feel really uncomfortable name dropping. When I, like, don't have anything to, like, do with this person.
I think you're, like, getting, like, I don't understand this anxiety, but it makes
honestly, that sentence sums up our entire friendship.
Yeah, if you could have to describe our friendship in a few words, I don't understand your anxiety. but yeah, during the filming of Hannah Montana the movie, they became closer, and by season 3 of the show, they considered each other good friends.
Good friends. Don't ask me how
Not
I know
best
this.
Friends.
I think you know how I know this, but yeah. Emily went to Miley's birthday party in 2011. So, you know.
So by the end of the show,
do with that what you will.
She was invited to a birthday party.
She was
party.
Either invited or she went. I honestly don't remember which one cuz you know, it's been like 8 years. But yeah.
I like how I feel like, this piece of trivia was, like, being set up to be, like, and then they were best friends. So it's, like, she got invited to a birthday party by 2011. Like,
which I think says a lot. Miley Cyrus does not need to invite her old coworker to a birthday party.
Well, 2011 was last year of the show.
I don't know if it was a birthday party. It might have just been a barbecue at her house. I don't remember.
So that's even worse.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Anyway.
So, Disney chose this over A Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie, for...
The Wizards of Waverly.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. over Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie, for a theatrical release instead of as a DCOM. The film was also intended to wrap up the series, but season 4 was confirmed at the last second, which was a great decision. I'm saying the great decision was putting this in theaters instead of Wizards of Waverly Place, but...
Also,
I guess season 4 being confirmed
better?
Is also a good decision.
Yeah. Like, the naming of this movie is, like, really, I guess, whatever year this was, 2009 was the year of colon the movie.
Oh, yeah. Wizards of Waverly Place, colon the movie. Excuse me. God
all
forbid
right.
I say it wrong.
No, I mean, obviously Disney was like, all right, this is 2009, colon, the movie.
No, 2009, the year of no creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
We couldn't be like, Hannah Montana, pumping up the jam, you know? Like, it had to be Hannah Montana, the movie.
Yeah, Hannah Montana, you always find your way back home.
Yeah, Hannah Montana, The Climb. If it came out in 2019, it would be called The Climb.
Totally.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, because okay. She's climbing.
Yes. So getting into our plugs, honestly, she still is climbing, you know? There's always going to be another mountain.
She's always
going to want to make it move.
But I think she's going to peak. I think she's peaking this year.
That's sad. Actually,
I mean,
honestly, Olivia, when you said...
27 is a good time to peak.
True. I have always thought that that would be, like, my year and watch, like, I'm going to get there and my life is going to be so sad. No, Olivia, what if when you saw in your Nostradamus brain, what if when you saw that, like, 2019 was going to be the year of Miley, what if what you instead saw but, like, didn't see was that 2019 was going to be the year of Billy Ray.
No.
Okay.
Billy Ray, I knew you were going to say that.
He gets, like, 10 days, and then we're going to stop, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, no, that's not what I was seeing. I really don't. I don't want her year of 2019 to, like, wipe off on him at all. I think we need to keep focus back on Miley. Billy Ray needs to be okay with being a dad and stop trying to steal her spotlight.
Okay.
Sure. Anyway.
Okay, so our plugs. Go to tbtamp.com for everything you need to know about the show. From there, you will also find a link to our Redbubble store where you can buy stuff to support our show. Remember, charity starts at home, and apparently you'll always find your way back home.
Good one.
Yeah, that was, I just came up with that right now.
Yeah, the improv skills. Yes, and. So, while you're listening to this podcast, scroll to the bottom of your Apple Podcast app and select 5 stars. It's easy as pie. Some Tennessee home-cooked pie. And if you truly
not quite as good, but we'll take it.
If you truly love us, you can go the extra mile and leave us a review.
Yes.
No, I don't know the answer to your question.
What?
No, I know what you're going to say, and no, I don't know.
Wait, what am I going to say?
Have we gotten any new reviews?
Oh, okay. Wait, so the answer is no, or the answer is you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay.
As it always is.
Be sure to talk about our podcast to literally anyone that'll listen. That includes friends, parents, work colleagues, the person in the bathroom stall next to you, on Facebook, anyone. Spread the word of TBTAMP like you would Jesus Christ or like you would the hoedown throwdown to all of your friends at school. Olivia, quick question. Were you also there, you know, in your bedroom, computer setup, learning the dance to hoedown throwdown?
I already knew it.
No, I mean back in the day. I mean in 2009.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I learned it. Both me and my sister learned it.
I always had real trouble with the beginning. Pop really? It, lock it, polka dot it. What does that even mean?
Yeah, it's like some like weird like punch thing.
Yeah, but I just didn't understand. Like, I couldn't do like the left to right of it. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh my god. Oh, okay, sorry.
It's your turn.
I'm looking at a rival podcast thing. Okay.
Ooh, I want to know which one. Don't tell everyone
else. I'm not dropping that name. Okay. So, if you have anything you want to share, comment with us.
A rival. I feel so cool now. Oh my god.
No.
Rival.
Also, I think they're like young girls. Like maybe 12.
Okay, so, interesting.
We'll stomp them.
We don't have any new reviews. Okay,
no,
great.
No, we do not. No.
So, maybe we won't stomp them. Who knows?
So, if you have anything you want to share with us or comment about the show, you can email us at tbtamp@gmail.com or slide into our DMs on Instagram at tbtpodcast. You can follow me on my personal Instagram and Twitter. Sorry, I had to burp. At Mac is cheesy. That's M-A-C-K is cheesy. And Miranda.
I am at Miranda Johnson, M-A-R-E-N-D-A-J-O-H-N-Z-O-N. Cool. Quick question, Olivia. How did your appearance on The Great Love Debate go?
It was great.
You talked about it. How did it go? Was it, in fact, a great love debate?
It didn't go, like, catastrophically bad, so that was good. It went really well. What?
A win.
Yes, exactly. I was almost totally sober, and I had a great time. And I did not embarrass myself, which was really the true goal for the night. And, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Great. Do you know if it's going to be posted in their thing anytime soon? I've been looking for it. I want to know what you said.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. I know they recorded it, but I don't know, like, when they'll release it or how that works. But I can get back to you on that.
Great. Do. That was my only question, really.
Yeah, it was good.
Ask any good questions? Did you have anything interesting to say in terms of, like, I don't know, like, what was your favorite thing that happened?
I mean, just one even just one that like immediately pops into my mind was they were talking about like is it okay to ghost people, like if like the whole like idea of ghosting.
Oh, quick answer, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And I think like it was like it would have been like pretty like I think people would think I would be like, no, don't do that, it's mean, you know, like just me like sitting there like looking at me, and I was like, it is absolutely okay, mainly because I do it all the time, and yeah. I can't, like, you know, like, I'm not a hypocrite. I am, if nothing, I am not a hypocrite, so I would, I'm like, of course it's okay, because I do it, yeah. And anybody who says it's not okay.
I mean, it does depend on, like, what point you're in. Like, I feel like there's a cutoff where sort of ghosting is either appropriate or not appropriate.
Yeah, you don't ghost somebody 6 months after you've been, like, together. Like, if you are official with someone, if you are a Facebook official, if you are calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend, it's not okay.
No.
However, if you are just, like, talking to someone on an app or whatever, like, you cannot be butthurt if somebody ghosts you. And, like, stop, like, texting me 500 times if I don't text you back with it. You know, like, it's just not going to happen. And I think that's perfectly okay. You don't owe these people anything. And, yeah, I fully support ghosting. And I think people who get upset about it are just, like, you need to get up with the times.
Yeah. Honestly, find somebody else, not the person for you. Get over it.
Yeah. Do you really want somebody who would go, like, who would do that you to don't. You anyway?
You don't.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you want to start with the plot or should I?
You can start if you want.
Great. So, Miley Stewart is running late for her performance as her pop star alter ego, Hannah Montana, at the Forum in Los Angeles, somewhere that Olivia and I have both been, and it's come up on TBT before because it is where the game takes place in Space Jam.
Yes.
Yeah. So, she and her best friend, Lily, steal a golf cart and are able to evade security for Hannah to make it on stage in time. At a music video shoot, a UK tabloid journalist named Oswald Granger, maybe Hermione's dad, who knows, vows to uncover Hannah's secret. While shopping in Beverly Hills, Hannah gets into a fight with Tyra Banks over a pair of shoes she intends to get Lily as a birthday gift, and they are not cute. Ultimately, Miley misses her chance to say goodbye to her brother Jackson, who is leaving for college, and she arrives to Lily's birthday party as Hannah. Lily's devastated that Miley would steal her spotlight at her birthday party, and she leaves her party early. She also lets it slip to Oswald that Hannah is actually from a small town in Tennessee called Crowley Corners.
Crowley Corners. This is the most insane 16th birthday party I've ever seen for a, quote, normal teenager.
It's wild. It's literally, like, at the Santa Monica Pier, and it's the whole Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah. And, like, this is this party that, like, at a party of that magnitude, would it really be that crazy for Hannah Montana to show up and perform, considering it's, like, it'd be like you having your birthday party at the frickin' Forum, you know? It's like, oh, well, yeah, it makes sense that somebody like Hannah Montana would show up and perform there.
It is literally straight out of My Super Sweet 16.
It's, like, better than My Super Sweet 16, totally. Though. Because those are, like, rented, like, you know, halls and stuff. Like, they're still, like, parties.
Yeah, it's like an amazing party, but they're in, like, the Marriott.
Yeah, this is like a Kardashian birthday party. Like, they, like, rent out Disneyland for a night, you know? It's like that.
I think it's literally Magic Mountain, that's what this is. Sure.
What?
I think it's Six Flags, but sure.
Okay, or Six Flags, something like that, you know? And, like, it would make sense for, you know, what was it? Like, John Legend performed at, like, one of Kim Kardashian's birthday parties. So that it makes sense that Hannah Montana would show up at Lily's.
It really does. And then another thing that I noticed that I thought was super weird was that the lady who runs the magazine, she was like, the cover's ready, I just need a story to go with it. And I was like, okay, Rita Skeeter, like, shouldn't it be the other way around? Like, shouldn't you have the stories and then you pick what goes on the cover? Like, it was very strange.
Exactly. You're like, so we're gonna have this cover Oswald and then make Spots. Up a story behind it.
Yeah, totally. It was
it's very weird. Backwards.
It did feel backwards.
Yeah, and then the story should dictate the cover.
Yes, I could not believe that Miley had a chocolate and not a sidekick in this. It was wild.
I feel like they, like, someone definitely, like, paid to make sure she had a chocolate.
Absolutely. It was the same person who paid for them to be on Gossip Girl.
Oh my God, the Gossip Girl phone branding. I had.
And then they got iPhones, and you were like, yes, you came over to the dark side. Thank you.
But, like, I had the, it was like a burnt orange. Shit, I can't even remember what it was called. Envy. Yes, I had a burnt orange Envy.
I was at AT&T, so I always, like, wanted all of these cool phones.
That, like, I had that Envy for forever, and it was the ugliest color, but, like, it was the best of the worst, really. Mm-hmm. And, like, no, yeah, but, like,
I
had
as my... soon as you said burnt orange, I knew it was the Envy.
Right? I had a... And that phone lasted forever, and it was, like, my first phone with internet, but it was so slow, and it was, like, a full, like, browser on your phone.
Yeah.
That was a great phone. Oh, my God. I mean, fully support the gossip.
The full keyboard.
Yes, I think it was Blair who had the burnt orange Envy.
Oh my God,
burnt
yes, Blair
Envy.
Did have a burnt orange Envy.
Yeah, it wasn't Serena. Yeah, it wasn't Serena.
Serena
it was
had
definitely
like
Blair.
A weird, like, it was probably similar like to a chocolate, but it wasn't a chocolate.
Might have been a razor.
Caudi and Iz had Sidekicks. Anyway. Actually, yeah. Maybe they didn't, because Sidekicks didn't come on.
Yeah, because that was T-Mobile.
Verizon, that was T-Mobile. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but
it's
Blair
crazy
definitely
that there was
had
a time
the burnt orange.
When, like, AT&T had a monopoly on iPhones, and, like, Verizon had Envy's and chocolates, and, like...
And they were, like, cool.
T-Mobile had Sidekicks, you know? Like,
yeah,
because
there
was
a
time when T-Mobile
sidekick.
Was cool.
Yeah, because I always wanted a Sidekick, and I'm like, my family is not going to switch over to AT&T, or to T-Mobile for me. Mm-hmm. And also, like the Sidekicks were super expensive, too. Like, I didn't know anyone with a Sidekick.
Well, I mean, they were super expensive, like, back in those days, you know? Like,
they were, like,
$300-$400 for a phone was, like, a lot.
Which was, like, outrageous.
I mean, I paid, like, $1,100 for my phone, so...
Yeah, but I mean, no one... That was at the time where, like, you could only buy your phone outright. Like, you could... Like, there was no
now
way
you,
to
like,
buy...
finance it. So.
Or, like, get it paid, you know, like, or you get it for free
plan.
With your plan. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no, that, like, did not happen with the Sidekick. Like, you could only buy the Sidekick, and then you bought the plan separately. It was, like, crazy times. But they were so cool.
Another thing that I noticed while I was watching this, which it was actually really cool, I watched it on Amazon. I actually bought this movie. I watched it on Amazon, and, like, Amazon has this really cool feature where when you're watching it, you can literally, like, move your mouse at any time and, like, hover over, and it'll tell you who, like, every actor who's in the scene. It'll tell you what song is playing. It'll
it tells
you where
trivia
it was filmed,
too.
Fun facts, etc.
Yeah.
It was, like, it was honestly such a premium viewing experience.
You had no idea that this happened. And, like, I'm like, yeah,
I
that's
had no
how
idea
it works.
That they did this. It's because Amazon
it's
owns IMDb. so this is all, like, linked together.
But it's not the IMDb. It's not, like, necessarily the IMDb trivia either. Because
no,
those are,
like
user contributed. Yeah, it's, like, real trivia, which
yeah,
is great.
True. But, yeah, so when I was watching this, I was like, oh, that guy looks familiar. So I literally just, like, move my mouse, and a little panel comes up that tells me every actor that's in the scene, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So there's, like, this hot guy that's there standing behind Miley, and then Lily, like, has a moment with him, and I was like, why does he look familiar? And the reason he looks familiar is he played Ty in 90210. If you don't remember who Ty was, he was Annie is Shanae Grimes. He was her co-star in their high school production of Spring Awakening that they did, which is still crazy. And if my friend Victoria is listening to this right now, like, hi, Victoria, this is fully a, like, throwback for you personally.
Wasn't he one of those people, like, you know how, okay, I'm trying to remember when they did, you know, when Disney Channel, their commercial breaks, they had, like, Disney Channel interviewer people that, like, would go and they might have, like...
I don't think so.
Okay, because for some reason, I remember, like...
One of the, like, movie surfers or whatever.
Yeah, like, he was, like, a movie surfer who was, like, in the movie and had a dance scene. Like, they were like, oh, they put me in the movie. And it was like, oh, yeah, sure. And, like, I got this special dance part. And it's like, oh, yeah, like, they didn't pluck you out of the movie and make you a Disney... Like, I feel like you were a part of the movie and then they made you a surfer kind of thing. But, like,
yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. For some reason, that's where I thought I recognized him from.
You were, like,
because,
a featured,
like,
extra, and then you got really
yeah, like,
lucky.
Because the camera, like, focuses on him really weirdly, too. Like, there's, like, an odd focus, and I'm like, I know that
yeah,
guy,
like,
but,
like,
I thought it was a Disney surfer.
To be, like, paying attention to him. Anyway.
Exactly. Like, it was cut especially for, like, a Disney surfer thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's why. I think it was just, like, he's hot, so, like, here he is.
But he's hot in, like, a weird way. Like, he's,
true.
Like, he's kind of, like, a dorky, like, he's really, like, lanky.
Yeah, that's
I
fair.
I don't know. And, like, a male
yeah, also,
dancer,
I,
a, a male, like, backup dancer for, like, a female star like that is, like, kind of a weird... It's a weird flex.
He must but have okay. really, like, had a moment in 2009. He was also in 17 again in 2009, and then he was in 90210 starting in 2008.
I feel like 17 again just came and was like, everybody in the Hannah Montana movie, we'll pay you to be in this movie. Because, like, who was it? Zac Efron. Jan Levinson's in it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry wants all of you in his movie.
Fair. And then what else was I going to say? Oh, I went on his Instagram now and it is like, he bought one preset and every photo is like orange. It's hilarious.
He didn't even buy a 20 pack. He just like went crazy with the one.
Look up Adam Gregory on, Instagram. Just a fun tip. It's at the Adam Gregory. So do that.
The Adam Gregory.
Yeah. The, you know, the one and only.
Okay, hold on. Let me read this point, and then I'm going to look it up.
Okay. I just sent it to you, so it'll be easy.
Perfect. Wonderful. So back at home, Miley's dad, Robbie Ray, is appalled by her behavior and her decision to miss her grandma's birthday celebration to perform at an award show in New York City.
On my daughter's birthday.
Billy Ray seems to relent, but he secretly diverts their private flight from New York City to Tennessee.
This seems illegal.
Yeah, I don't think flight plans are so up in the air. As they drive towards Miley's childhood home, Robbie Ray threatens. I cannot keep saying Robbie Ray.
Just call him Billy, honestly. I hate it.
Do you think they call him Billy or Billy Ray?
Billy Ray, for sure.
Threatens to put an end to Hannah Montana, depending on how she acts after 2 weeks in her hometown. Upon hearing this, Miley tells him to pull the truck over, exits, and refuses to get back into the truck, choosing to walk the remaining mile to their house. On the side of the road, she is reacquainted with her old horse, Blue Jeans, grazing in a pasture.
She had a song called Old Blue Jeans.
Yeah, but the horse is named after a piece of clothing, which I feel like is weird.
Okay.
She tries to ride her to the ride the horse to the house, but falls off when she tries to reach down for her suitcase, which, as someone who knows how to ride a horse, was a terrible idea. You do not reach down to the ground while on top of the horse and try to, like, grab a suitcase and expect nothing bad to happen. Luckily, her childhood friend and current ranch hand, Travis Brody, another firsty lastie, lassos Blue Jeans and helps her home.
Yeah, I feel like this reads like a
children's book.
Travis Brody is the most southern name I've ever heard.
I feel like it's like a Southern California name. Like, I feel like a surfer named Travis Brody would be a thing.
No, Travis Brody is totally on that ladies. You know, have you seen that meme with, like, the lady who has all those insane names crossed out to, like, show what she actually named her kid? Travis Brody is one of those names that she crossed out.
But, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's... I think because Adam Brody, I think of...
Olivia's like, someone who named a dog Brody.
But I feel... Okay, because the only
That lady would have it on her list, but it would be, like, Travis. It would be, like, T-R-A-Y-V-I-S, and then it would be Brody, as in, like, B-R-O-D-I-E.
I just feel like Southern names are very, like, they're more old-fashioned than, I don't know, or, like,
I don't actually agree Robert with that. Ray. I think in the South, they're, like, really trying to, like, they're on something else.
I mean, like, there's, like, Bayou South, and then there's, like, Constance, you know, like, are we talking like Southern Plantation, like Southern Belle, or are we talking about Robbie Ray from Tennessee? You know,
just
like,
move on.
I think there's different types of South here.
Just move on.org, please. yeah, and Robbie Ray calls what is happening to Hannah a detox. To Miley. He calls it a detox, and it's, like, so LA that he calls it a detox that I think maybe he needs a detox as well.
I also don't think he knows what a detox is, but okay.
Oh, he does. Like, that man was a rock star.
No, no,
like,
no.
He has
I
seen
think,
a lot
like,
of drugs.
I don't think this character, like, I don't think he understands what detox is when, like, you're like, you have a bad attitude. You need a detox. Like,
I don't know. I think that was sort of part of his character that he was always really, like, I don't know, like, he was always taking really good care of his skin and, like, very clean and a little bit, like, uppity, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I just feel like...
A little bougie.
Like, you don't He's tell famous. Your, like, 16-year-old, like... I just don't think that's, like, a great example to be, like, you have bad attitude, you're getting a detox. Like, no.
He would
no.
call it, like, a timeout.
Yes.
Just saying. And he...
Which is what it was.
Yeah. And then Travis says, like, I'm guessing you went all California on us. And I'm like, okay, Travis, as someone who is from the rural part of California, I take umbrage with that. Plenty of people from California can, like, ride a horse. I'm from California.
Also,
I can't ride a horse, but we had one at one point.
Also,
I went on one time, I fell off. Never did it again.
I definitely have been told that, though. Like, as someone who left the Midwest to go to California and then returned to the Midwest.
Missouri is almost the South. It's barely the Midwest.
It's very close to the South. But, I mean, like, I've definitely been told, those words have been said to me, like, oh, you went all California on us. Like, oh, shut the fuck up.
What did
Come
you
on.
Do that made someone say that to you?
I wore a hat, wore a hat with a brim, like,
wow,
not made of straw, like, come on.
You, like, forgot how to play the banjo, and they were like, ooh, you went on California on us.
I wore, like, a heeled booty and jeans, and they were like, why aren't you wearing tennis shoes today, or boots?
You wore sunglasses one time, called you Hollywood.
Exactly, wore aviator sunglasses.
Yeah. Okay, so admits performance is
called you Hollywood. I'm sorry. That's amazing. Actually, I walked into my friend's house and was like, call me Hollywood. So they did.
Gross. I don't think I've ever heard anything grosser than that. So admits
as the person who you're like, I actually live and work in Hollywood, and it's gross. Like, if somebody, and, like, honestly, if somebody asked me,
it's
like,
genuinely,
oh, how,
a disgusting place
how
to
is
be.
Like, I think I've done so much, like, education for Los Angeles since I've been back. Anyways, like, oh, how's LA? Never go to Hollywood. It's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen in your life. Go somewhere nicer. Like,
yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible.
This anyway. Is the most amazing Instagram I've ever seen. His teeth are so white.
No, but his teeth are only white because of the preset.
They're so big, too.
It's like, probably fake. It's probably veneers.
They're so fake. They look like Lisa Vanderpump's new teeth. He lives in Irvine. What's wrong with him?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That actually sheds new light.
This preset is ridiculous.
I'd live in Irvine if I could.
Irvine is beautiful. Irvine is so underrated.
I lived in Irvine.
You did?
Yeah, in college.
Okay, yeah, like, Irvine is very underrated.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry.
Admits performances by Rascal Flatts, Miley, Robbie Ray, and Jackson, they all said, oh, whoa, sorry. Admits performances by Rascal Flatts, Miley, Robbie Ray, and Jackson all settle at Grandma Ruby's house. When Miley wakes up the next morning, she goes overboard to try and prove that she is into the farm life. She's, like, wearing overalls, she's wearing braids, she's really, really going for it. And Grandma Ruby takes her to the farmer's market and shows her the plans for the developers to turn part of their town into a shopping mall and apartment buildings. Grandma Ruby, where am I? I, like, lost my spot, sorry. Grandma Ruby, I think I just, like, skipped down, anyway.
Sorry, I just sent you a hashtag ad from Gregory's Instagram.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't. For chaps.
Yeah, so if the residents can't afford to pay their taxes on the land, they're going to develop it into a mall. Upset by her granddaughter's... Which, like, if the residents can't pay their tax, what makes you think they're going to be able to shop at a mall? But, okay.
Yeah, obviously, if these people are, like, cannot... Yeah, they can't pay their tax, like... Might not be the best place to, like, try to build a retail outlet. Like,
No.
Poor places are great for trying to make, you know, like, poor people are great at spending money they don't have. Like, what the hell?
I mean, that's not wrong.
I know. I'm like, okay, why don't they open up a credit card store, too?
Yeah, the cash loan. Anyway. Upset by her granddaughter's excitement, Grandma Ruby snaps that it seems Miley prefers being Hannah Montana over spending time with her family, despite their disagreement. When Miley spots Oswald creeping around the market, she and Grandma Ruby team up and send him off in the completely wrong direction.
Of course Miley prefers to be Hannah Montana. Like, are you kidding
me? Who wouldn't? Yeah. Grandma Ruby, duh. So would you.
Yeah. Sorry, Ruby, you're jealous.
Yeah. She's so...
Those words, that would have been so funny.
Yeah, this is all getting a little too yeehaw for me, like, especially yeah. in the Rascal Flatts section, like, so much. I also don't understand how Grandma Ruby is so young. Grandma Ruby looks like she's not a day over, like, 60.
She is so cute, and I love her. Like, I love her so much, and I love how she's like, we're gonna get this tabloid man, let's go on an adventure. And I'm like, yes!
Yeah, totally. And then
like,
also...
I wanted Grandma Ruby to lasso blue jeans instead of Travis.
Whoa. What an idea. And then there's also another character called Cousin Derek, and he 100% looks like Post Malone. Like, he's country Post Malone. And it's also wild hearing all the, like, Hannah Montana dialogue. Like, they didn't say sweet niblets, but they may as well have. But, like, in a single cam setting, like, in a premium, like, $30 million movie, hearing them say all of these, like, southern things that are, like, very Hannah Montana.
Because half of these people, like, live and, like, operate in, like, I feel, because Nashville is not that, like, country. Like,
I've been to Nashville. It is not.
No, it's, I mean, Vanderbilt is in Nashville. Like, it is a very, like, Nashville, like, country music, like, modern country music is just modern people singing, like, you know, like, it's much more, like, pop and modern than, like, you would assume. And, like, I feel like these people who are acting in this movie were just like, I live in Nashville, and it is not like this, like.
Totally.
Like, I feel like I'm doing a disservice to my state.
Yeah, speaking of places that are not actually like this, they show Oswald talking to his daughters, like, on the phone, and they are talking from
school.
Literally, like, Hogwarts. Like, they're at boarding school, and it's wild. Like, it literally looks like they're in a hallway at Hogwarts, like, in their pajamas. And
it does. They definitely reuse that scenery.
Yeah, also, courtesy of the Amazon trivia section... Natalia Dyer from Stranger Things is one of the daughters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not twins?
No.
Interesting. I thought they were twins.
No, they definitely, like, once you looked at them, they weren't twins.
But, like,
they just made them look similar.
And I did just watch the last, like, 15 minutes of this movie right before recording this podcast, and, like, I always remembered it being the twins being the two girls from,
Sweet Life?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh shit, they're not. Like, I'm like, oh, it's not those girls.
Yeah, nope. I mean, that honestly would have been a good call.
Yeah, because I'm like, if somebody would have asked me, I'd be like, oh yeah, the two twins from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody are in that movie.
Yeah, it's also really appropriate that, like, this man who fully invades her privacy and, like, is such an investigator is British, because that is such, like, a British tabloid thing to do.
Oh, isn't, like, British tabloids are, like, no holds barred? Like, they
yeah,
will,
so
like,
there was a British tabloid who was, like,
and stuff.
Like, taken down for literally, like, wiretapping people's phones.
Oh, my, yeah, like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
news
because
the
they
world.
Were, like, the originator of, like, real crotch shots, I'm pretty sure. Like,
yeah,
I think that's,
probably.
Like, it's, like, they, and the same way how, like, British TV shows, there's, like, no rules. Like,
yeah.
You can put out whatever you want.
I think it's, like, because there's, like, something having to do with the monarchy or something. Like, they're so irreverent of those people now because they, like, I don't know, they're, like, we have a monarchy and even them we hate. So, like, everyone else we hate especially. So, I don't know. It makes sense to me.
I mean, I watched, like, the first couple seasons of Geordie Shore and I'm, like, I'm actually watching porn right now. Geordie Shore?
Geordie Shore,
okay. Of Geordie Shore. And, like, I remember being, like, one, like, the party scenes are, it's just, like, a whole nother, like, you all but see somebody snorting a line of coke off of a toilet seat. Like,
truly.
It is, and I'm, like,
I have also watched the show.
Their Boom Boom Room, it's, like, they just don't, when normally they're like, oh, look, they're under the covers, like, we're gonna, okay,
no,
pull
where,
away.
Where
we
Jersey
are watching
Shore
the...
would cut to black, they zoom in.
Yeah, it is. Beginning to end, I am watching these people have sex. Like, it's like,
yeah.
There is, and they're like, I couldn't, I don't know, I just couldn't imagine. And they're
signing
just like,
up for that? Or what do you mean?
100%. Yeah, exactly. Like, signing up for that and being like, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably
well,
why
Island
they are so much
be
better
like
than
that
the challenge.
Too, and they've since sort of cleaned it up quite a bit.
Well, and I think that's why the Brits are so much.
Island podcast co-host, by the way, hit me up, please. I really want to do this.
But they're anyway. so good on the challenge, and it's like, yeah, that's because they don't give a F. Like, yeah. They don't care.
Who from Geordi Shore is on the challenge?
Not Geordi Shore, but I think Kyle was actually from Geordi Shore.
Oh, right, Kyle.
But, like, okay. The Brits in general, yeah. Like, they just don't care. You're on British MTV, so it's, like, British stuff, like, British type of TV, and MTV on top of it. It's just a shit show.
Yeah, which is interesting, because the Love Island contestants, I think, are, like, the cleanest British people on that show.
I mean,
what's his name? Theo.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about the challenge.
But yeah, they're great.
Yeah. The challenge is great. Did you watch the episode last night?
Yes. Oh my God.
It was so funny. Turbo.
Like, what he was sitting there at the... First of all, I didn't recognize him with the aviators.
Like, we don't need to talk about the challenge. And I was like, let's talk about the challenge. But like,
when they're sitting at the table staring at each other, I think it was him and Wes that he was talking to Wes or Polly. He's sitting there talking to Polly, and Polly's like giving him this detailed plan about their alliance. And he's just like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, how funny would it be if they cut to this thing and they're like, what were you and Polly talking about? He's like, I have no clue what Polly said at all whatsoever. Like, I wish his understanding of English was like zero. Yeah. And like, he's just like,
then he
yes,
almost died.
Yes.
You know, it's a whole thing.
It was insane. But yeah, like the Turbo sitting there, like just nodding and like he was eating or something. And I'm like, I feel like Turbo is just behind those glasses, just nodding. And he has no idea what Polly is saying. And they're, like, Polly's like, our alliance. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
yeah, totally. Okay. Wait, did I read the last paragraph? Or
yeah,
did you?
You did.
Okay.
Okay. So... Yes. Okay. So
back
we got past Rascal Flatts. Rascal Flatts. Back at the farm, Travis overhears Miley singing in the hayloft, and when she's offended that he doesn't immediately fawn over her and love her song about nothing.
Literally about nothing. It's about the chicken.
Yeah. The two bond over trail rides throughout the ranch property and rebuilding Grandma Ruby's chicken coop together. They also assist in organizing a barn party fundraiser for the town, Small Potatoes, complete with performances by Robbie Ray, Miley, and Taylor Swift.
Everyone. Taylor Swift.
Land developer Mr. Bradley shows up, telling the crowd that they will never be able to raise the money necessary to save their town. Really a great way to endear them and get them to come to your retail store.
True.
But yeah. Travis steps in and suggests that Miley ask her personal friend Hannah Montana to perform a benefit concert. Now we're thinking real fundraiser kind of money.
Now we're talking coin.
Yeah, come on. Think bigger, girl from Los Angeles.
I mean, Taylor Swift in 2009 was still a big deal, but she was very, like, country. Like, she was very siloed.
Yes. She was Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yes.
Yes. That Mine, or no, Our Song.
Fearless,
like that.
Maybe?
Yeah, we're maybe getting into Fearless album. Okay. What the hell is in the water in Crowley Corners to produce Hannah Montana, Taylor Swift, and Rascal Flatts?
And, I mean, Robbie Ray as well was supposed to be, like, a famous musician.
Yeah, if you want to be famous, if you want to be a famous country singer, I recommend moving to Crowley Corners. Because you have, like, a 1 in 500 shot. Yeah, you have a 1 in 500 shot of being a famous country singer.
Totally, because, like, no one lives there.
The biggest country, like, Taylor Swift, the biggest pop star, maybe, of our generation, probably. Miley Cyrus, huge, and Rascal Flatts is a huge, I mean, they tour every year, but, yeah. Like, they make good money, like, they're pretty far up there. Lots of Grammys
and
shit.
And you mean Hannah Montana, not Miley Cyrus. Crowley Corners is not a real place.
Yeah, whatever.
Miley's from
but
Franklin.
Still. Yeah, exactly. Okay. But, I mean, also, Franklin probably has about the same numbers.
Yeah,
but
I feel
those
like
are people who move
so
there.
Many, like, famous singers from Nashville.
Yeah, well, and, I mean, like, people who have real money in Nashville live in Franklin. Like, they don't live in Nashville.
That's why Miley's from Franklin, is because Billy Ray made some money.
Exactly.
Yeah, and probably came from family money, too, seeing how his dad was a member of the State House of Representatives in Kentucky.
Yeah, when I saw that his dad was from Kentucky, I was like, excuse
Kentucky?
Me?
Kentucky? Yeah, you'd think that they literally, like, founded the state of Tennessee.
Yes. Like, I imagine it, Miley's Malibu house, she has a Tennessee flag waving out front.
Yeah, probably, honestly. That's how you can find it. Just drive through the hills of Malibu. Spoiler alert, it burned down. But otherwise, that's sad.
But all the doggies got out safe.
Yeah,
I'm sure if anybody who does not have homeowners insurance in California needs to lose their house. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's deeply offensive, and I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
Okay, but like,
homeowners insurance. Maybe in Malibu. Except, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of very, you know, normal people who lost their homes.
Yes, but also, if you have a mortgage,
homeowners insurance is as common in California as it probably is in, like, Missouri or something, where y'all get, like, tornadoes.
But, I mean, earthquakes and stuff, you would need...
I don't know. A lot of people that have homeowners insurance don't have earthquake insurance. Like,
earthquake insurance is extra. Yeah. I'm sure fire protection is probably also extra. But if you, like, usually if you have a mortgage, you have to carry homeowners insurance. Like, they won't give you a mortgage without paying homeowners insurance. Yeah, you
probably, like, what's the deductible on that, you know?
Minimal to losing your home.
Okay, fair. I don't like that you didn't include Taylor Swift's known fors, mainly because I just want to know what they are. I also think it's interesting that you didn't include Lucas Till's known fors, because he is, like, still working. Like, he got MacGyver, and, like, he's on, like, network television.
You know, you have to understand that, like, usually,
I bet if I showed my 75-year-old father his picture, he might recognize him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have to understand when I do these known fors. One, Taylor Swift was in this movie for maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I'm never shown in the same frame as Miley, by the way. So I have, like, a theory. They were never in the same room.
No. They've never actually met each other.
No, and then I Googled Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, and they have met. Like, Taylor went to Miley's 16th birthday. But I love how I'm talking
notably missing Emily Osment
about, like, who went to whose birthdays. That was actually, like, a stacked birthday. It was, like, Julianne Hough, Taylor Swift, like, other
not
people.
Emily Osment.
I need to look at that picture again.
The most peripheral friends of Miley Cyrus.
Truly.
Not Emily Osment.
But, yeah, no, they definitely, like, were never in the same room. Also, Miley calls the Hoedown Throwdown hip-hop, and I was like, LOL, in what world? And then I was like, LOL, in Billboard's world. Like, Billboard would totally classify the Hoedown Throwdown as
could you imagine
hip-hop, but
seeing,
that's
like,
just me, you know, giving a little shade to Billboard.
Yeah, could you imagine seeing, like, 2 Chainz, G-Eazy, Hoedown Throwdown? Yeah,
Hannah
Montana.
I mean, honestly, it's not the worst thing that ever happened.
Okay, also, another conspiracy theory. How is it that when Miley sings at this fundraiser, no one is like, she sounds just like Hannah Montana?
I don't know. I could see, like, maybe she listened to a lot of Hannah Montana and her voice sounded similar. Okay, hold on.
She's a great impressionist.
This specific picture that I'm looking at that I saw and I was thinking, it's Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, Ashley Tisdale, Julianne Hough, and Jordan Sparks.
Just to be able
and
to,
Tish.
Like, Trish, just to be invited to that, I think I would, like, wet my pants.
Yeah, if you could go anywhere.
In public, yeah.
To any party ever.
Yeah, that's definitely on my Make-A-Wish list.
Yeah.
Go back in time. Time machine. If someone was like, there's a time machine right in front of you, what would you like to do with it? I would like to go back to Miley Cyrus's sweet 16 birthday party and go.
Yeah, oh my god. Wow.
Oh my god. This cake, though.
Yeah, no, the cake is wild.
It is simultaneously, like, the ugliest and the most extravagant cake I have ever seen in my life.
Oh,
that is the ugliest fucking cake.
Cakes are mostly ugly. Like,
that is the ugliest fucking cake I've ever seen. Also, Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, where did you get that cake? That is the ugliest effing cake I've ever seen.
Oh my god, that cake.
Yeah.
That is the ugliest cake. Ugh. Okay. It's so ugly. There's like ribbon on it. And
I
then
also
flowers.
Can't believe how long it took me to realize how similar this plot is to the plot of the last song. Like, they are so similar. Like, girl goes to this, like, city girl goes to this, like, down home southern place, finds a guy and, like, learns to love this place and then, like, embraces it, and there's, like, conflict with the father, the mom's not in the picture, like, all of these things, an annoying brother, are just deeply the same as the last song.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at this picture. Miley's face, and she's pointing at the cake. She literally looks like she just is about to say, "This is the ugliest fucking cake."
Yeah.
No, it's the ugliest fucking cake.
Oh my god, it is such an ugly cake. Like the ribbon, and then also the music notes are so ugly.
And there's like fake roses on it, kind of. Yeah. But literally, she's like looking at it. She's looking at it. The color scheme. She is looking at it, and she's like, "That is the ugliest fucking cake."
I think I might Instagram this photo.
Please do.
Okay.
With how much I've talked about it, it needs to go on Instagram. But like, yes, I just Miley's face says everything.
Everything.
Oh my god, it's so ugly. Like, all these women are so beautiful. Like, they're so pretty and look like they're having just the best time. But yeah. Miley's like, this fucking cake. Also, the entirety of the cake was, like, we're cutting out Taylor Swift to make sure that this fucking cake is all in this picture.
That's true. But, like, Taylor Swift wasn't that famous at this point. Like, Jordan Sparks has better placement than Taylor Swift and Julianne Hough.
I also like that I wish they would have, like, cropped out half of Tish so that, like, to show that we don't care about Tish. We want this cake to be in the picture.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's I have to funny. Stop.
Anyway. And also Miley's outfit is just hilarious. Like, if you actually take a second to look at the outfit,
there's a vest. Picture,
we'll Instagram this. Go to our Instagram at TBT Podcast and we will have this up for you to
see. The sparkle, the like a sequined, but not even like crystal sequined. It's like those like chrome. Those purses. Yeah, like this, the vest. Oh my god, there's so much happening in this picture. I yeah. could do a whole episode
actually,
on this picture.
Actually, I do remember that Mitchell Musso was in this movie because I remember thinking how ugly the vest he was wearing was. He was wearing a vest and it was not good. It was very like Shane Dawson in 2008. Like,
oh my god, okay, this is great. I could do an hour on this vest. Like, on this picture, like, I could do a whole, like, stand-up set about this picture.
Do it in the comments on our Instagram, Olivia. So, Lily arrives in Crowley Corners dressed as Hannah Montana, and she and Miley make up, and Lily and Miley introduce Hannah to Travis, and he asks Hannah if he should ask Miley on a date, which she strongly encourages, because of course she does. And then, back at the chicken coop, because of course, back at the chicken coop, Miley accepts Travis's date proposal, ooh, a proposal, for that evening without knowing that Lily has already accepted an invitation to a dinner with the mayor on Hannah's behalf. Miley tries to be in two places at once, but accidentally lets her guard down and is caught by Travis mid-switch. She doesn't try that hard. Like, she does a really bad job. And he dumps her due to her lack of honesty, which, you know, fair. I also feel like I'm just watching Mrs. Doubtfire all over again, and this specific section of the movie where she is having to switch back and forth between Miley and Hannah.
The revolving door. Come on.
It will literally, like, a literal revolving door. Yeah. It will knock this movie down half a point for me.
Also, I would like to take a little bit more of a serious take on this. I love how the only African-American actors in the entire movie is the mayor of the town. Like, there's no one who lives in this town of any diversity whatsoever except for the mayor. Like, did they fly him in?
I don't know.
I feel like it's like a marketing campaign for this city. Like, oh, we're super diverse. And then it's like you show up and like, no, it's not.
No, it's really not.
So Miley finishes writing Butterfly Fly Away, which she and Robbie sing together to cheer up.
I need you to know that every time I read Robbie Ray or Robbie in general, like, I just think of Billy Ray so much not as a Robbie, which is the worst way that I could have put that sentence together. But every time I read Robbie or Robbie Ray, I think of Robbie Hayes from JoJo season of The Bachelorette. And it's notably, not ideal. Like, I don't want that.
Notably friends with Sheena.
Gross.
Yeah. So, Miley completes the chicken coop that she and Travis were building. Touched by this, Travis goes to the concert to support Miley, which is, you know, great.
Great. And then, Butterfly Fly Away is honestly a really cute song. Like, no. It was just, I don't know. I was like, oh, this is nice.
It's very, like, a 16-year-old writing this for her father.
Yeah, and they're, like, singing it in the rain. I don't know. It was nice. And then it also, they're only supposed to be in Crowley Corners for, like, 2 weeks, and it feels like it's been 3 years. Like, it feels so long. And also, they turn that chicken coop into Weenie Hut Jr.'s. Like, it is, like, the candy palace. It is ridiculous.
I feel like 1,000 chickens could live in that chicken coop.
Also, it's huge, it had an egg door.
It had an egg door. I'm like, yeah, what the hell?
That was crazy. I was like, whoa, that is some handiwork coming out of, like, what's his name? Travis.
It was like out of the box.
Out of the box.
Like, that was the biggest chicken coop I've ever seen in my life, except for, like, a chicken farm. Like,
yeah, I mean, maybe it was a chicken farm. Who knows? There were a lot of chickens in there.
But, like,
and Miley destroyed all of the eggs.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. So, seeing Travis arrive, Hannah stops mid-song and explains to the crowd that she just can't live like this anymore, especially when she's home. Hannah then removes her blonde wig, revealing her secret identity. She then sings The Climb and announces that she's not going to be Hannah Montana anymore and that she'll be returning home to Tennessee for good. The crowd pleads with her to stay being Hannah Montana because, you know, they're all Hannah Montana's biggest fans and friends because, you know, fans and friends are the same thing. Gross.
They probably are also her her largest fans because everybody in California is so skinny.
I can't. Not everybody, as I am proof. And then, yeah, so the crowd is, like, pleading for her to stay Hannah Montana, and they promise not to reveal her secret, and it's, like, specifically this one little girl who's like, I'm not gonna tell, and all the adults are like, yes, I will, in fact, sell this story to TMZ.
As soon as she's like, we'll keep your secret, I was like, speak for yourself, bitch.
Yeah, truly. Like, that's nice, but you're, like, no one's gonna believe your 7-year-old ass anyway.
I was like, when she said that, I was like, oh, cool, that's, I'm great. Gonna, like, sink all my hopes and dreams in this little kid.
Yeah, so speaking of that, Oswald is in the crowd, and he's snapping photos with his camera phone.
Left and right.
Yeah, his, like, razor or whatever camera phone he has. His twin daughters arrive, having missed the Hannah reveal, and their excitement and enthusiasm for Hannah convinces him not to sell the story, and he quits his job. Like, really, like, someone as committed as Oswald to, like, spend 2 weeks in Crowley Corners, Tennessee, is quitting his job because his daughters tell him to? I don't think so. And then Miley kisses Travis and then returns to the stage to finish with the song, You'll Always Find Your Way Back Home. Miley then leaves Tennessee to resume her double life, but with greater perspective and a better attitude.
Yeah, I mean, you know it's not, it's not a Disney Channel original movie with that, like, makeout sesh that Miley and Travis have.
They don't show the lips kissing. They show them, like, from the back, and I noticed that with Billy Reyes, too. Like, they did not show them actually, you know, locking lips.
Yeah, but it was, like, they, like, hovered on it for, like, it was, like, a solid, like, 10 seconds. I'm like, okay, we get it. Yeah. They're kissing.
No, Troy and Gabriella never kissed until High School Musical 3.
Yep, exactly.
Until it was in the theater. Yeah. The theater.
Until it was released in the theater.
Yeah. I honestly can't believe that Miley taking off the wig isn't a gift that's, like, used more. Not especially now that people say wig snatch so often. I feel like that's just something that really should be, like, it's really underutilized.
I also love that somebody who's, like, has a profession wearing a wig, like, doesn't have a wig cap on. Like, I'm like,
every time she takes off that wig, you're like, that's all that's under there? Like,
yeah, that's why it's like, this is why people think that, like, yeah, this is why people think that wearing a wig is, like, so easy and, like, oh, you just set it on top of your head. Like, no, it doesn't work like that.
She would look straight out of the act. She would look like Gypsy Rose, which is not good.
yeah, she, it didn't, and, like, her hair's, like, falling out, and, like, it's like, no, that's not how, like, this is not how wig wearing works. And then she just, like, throws it.
Yeah,
and when she puts it back on, she just, like, tosses it back on her head.
Yeah,
no, exactly. And the way she's just, like, holding it, like, I'm like, excuse me, can you not hold
and, your drink? And, like, throws it in her train case makeup bag. I was like, what is wrong with you? That has to, like, if that's the wig that you're wearing all the time, and, like, it's not secured on her head, so, like, if the wind, like, comes and blows a certain way, like, it's over.
And she just, like, holds it like it's, like, a bag of groceries. She's just like, oh, yeah. And then she just, like, tosses it, like, it back. Yeah. And then just, like, throws it back on her head, and it looks perfect. I'm like, this is why we grew up thinking that wearing a wig was, like, this is why we have
trust issues.
Yeah, completely. Also, the dancers in the back. So Miley, like, stops mid-song and just, like, stares, like, slack-jawed at the crowd for, like, a good, like, 10 seconds before saying anything. And the dancers in the background are doing this, like, completely insane dance. Like, they're just, like, swinging their arms and, like popping and locking it and all this shit. And it's just, like, the funniest visual. And I actually started laughing when it happened. I'm like, what the hell is happening in this movie?
Yeah. So I actually really understand how this could stay under wraps. People are always like, there's no way, like, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Like, no one's gonna believe these random people from Podunk, Tennessee, that this happened. Like, especially that, like, what would, if an entire city started telling you that Ariana Grande was actually a blonde girl from, like, this little teeny podunk town outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, you wouldn't believe them. Like, even if it was a whole town, you wouldn't believe them.
I think
them.
You are completely wrong. Like, sorry, you are so wrong.
Honestly, like, send us an email, write us a DM. Like, who do you agree with? Like, I think I'm right. If the town of Crawley Corners came out and said, guys, Ariana Grande's name is actually, like, Stacy Smith, and, like, you guys have no idea.
I mean, I would believe it. I think because, like, nothing shocks me from, like, nothing about, like, in the entertainment industry shocks me anymore. I'd be like, okay, you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
I also don't think it would be possible for, like, Hannah Montana, even, like, in 2009, I don't think I believed it would be possible for her to live, like with the way Instagram and, like, and social media, like, there's just no way you can, like, not have that presence and live a life of an entertainer.
On Twitter would have made an edit with her with dark hair, and people would have been like, isn't that Miley? Like,
yeah,
weird.
Or people would be like, why does Hannah Montana not have an Instagram? And, like,
oh, Hannah Montana, like, would have an Instagram.
She would have to, but then, like, Miley would literally be wearing her, like, in order to, like, keep going with the lie, she'd have to basically just dye her hair blonde. Like, that way, it would just be Miley dying her hair blonde.
Yeah.
Because, like, you'd have to have a wig on all the time, and there's just no way.
But, like, people kept Kylie Jenner's pregnancy a secret.
Not really, because we knew about it.
Okay.
Like, people tried really hard to, like, it was like, we're all keeping a secret, but we can't tell you what it is. It's like, okay, right. So
yeah,
she's pregnant.
We all did know. Like,
we all
true.
Just went to a party at her house that was, like, a theme of, like, baby blue. You know, like, we know.
How did this concert actually make $500,000 so that they could pay their taxes? And, like, aren't taxes an ongoing thing? Like, what's Hannah gonna do when Crawley Corners needs to, like, keep putting off this building of a shopping mall?
Yeah, I just think it was a band-aid.
Truly.
Also, so she comes back out after, like, to sing You Always Find Your Way Back Home. And she and all of her background dancers are wearing business suits. And
yeah, crazy.
One, why? And two, like,
how?
As she's, like, skipping out, I'm like, why the hell is she wearing, like, a polyester business suit? And then, like, all the background dancers are wearing business suits. And I'm like, what does that have to do with this song? Like, who was, like, business suits? Like, I don't, also, where did they find these business suits in Crawley Corners? Because no one owns a business suit in Crawley Corners.
They brought them from LA.
Okay. It made no sense. The costuming in this was ridiculous. Oh,
yeah,
and then after the business suits, she, like, does a spin, and she's in full, like, sock hop goes to the hoedown, and, like, this big
sock
skirt.
Sock hop goes to the hoedown.
And they're all wearing these, like, weird country clothes. It made absolutely no sense. I think if you're gonna do the business suit thing, you you spin and you're in your pajamas because you go home and you put on normal clothes.
Yeah, true. True.
But yeah, so.
Anyway, that's all that we that's really have for Hannah Montana the movie. Who's your character to keep an eye on?
Let's go with Blue Jeans.
Okay, I'm going to go with Grandma Ruby.
Ah, good one.
Yeah. Or Taylor Swift, you know? She really makes something of herself after this.
Yeah, I think that girl has something.
Yeah, I don't know. She could be famous. Who knows?
Yeah, I think she could be a star. She's one to keep an eye on.
Shine, bright, shine. Maybe Tyra?
Yeah. That girl's pretty.
Oh, my God. What's your favorite song from the movie?
Okay, these are my set of questions I'm asking you. So I have some Hannah Montana / Miley Cyrus related questions. And we follow a line here. So from this movie specifically, what's your favorite song?
I think it's You'll Always Find Your Way Back Home. Really? It's not The Climb, controversial, I know. But it's like every time I think about it, it gets stuck in my head for a little bit of time. Like it's...
Yeah, it's very catchy. Mm-hmm.
You can change your hair and you can change your look. You know, like it just it gets in there. Yeah.
Yeah, mine's The Climb for sure.
Okay. I knew it was going to be.
Oh, thanks.
What?
I don't know. So moving past that.
Moving what's swiftly your favorite, forward.
Yeah, what's your moving Taylor swiftly forward? Oh. What's your favorite Hannah Montana? I am on it tonight. What is your favorite Hannah Montana song?
So I was really like prepping for this question. I didn't want to come in here. Oh my God. Sorry, Olivia just
can you see that?
Revealed her secret. Yeah, I can see what you have highlighted.
That. Oh, damn it. I didn't think you could see that.
You see? Like I highlight that and now I can see
it. Oh yeah, okay. It's a little delayed, but oh shit. So, okay.
My favorite Hannah Montana song is probably, I really was like trying to get my real answer to this. Olivia and I had discussed, I think we might do a podcast that's like ranking every single Hannah Montana song. Like, let us know if you'd be interested in that. Don't let us know if you won't be interested in that. We'll do it anyway.
Maybe not like every single, but we have
no, I think, a I top think we 10. Should do every single Hannah Montana song. Cause like we have to rank them anyway to get our top 10. Anyway.
Taylor Swift looks photoshopped in this picture. Yeah.
The people can't see that picture, Olivia, so we'll talk about it later.
I know, anyway, but it definitely looks like they took a picture of Taylor Swift and, like, put it on top.
Yeah, I was listening to a bunch of different Hannah Montana songs, really trying to, like, come up with my favorite. I could have picked, like, He Could Be the One is a great song. One in a Million, also great. Rockstar is really good. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to have to stay... And, like, If We Were a Movie is also great.
That's one of my favorites, too.
I think if I'm going to be true to myself, it will be Rockstar. Even though I also love I Got Nerve. Like, there are so many bops that Hannah Montana came out with. Do yourself a favor. Like... Do some self-care, treat yourself well, and go listen to, like, This Is Hannah Montana on Spotify. Like, just do it.
The early Hannah Montana I like better than the newer, like...
I think I agree with that.
Yeah, the early Hannah... Like, first season Hannah Montana songs are the best.
Real bops on there.
Truly. My favorite is Nobody's Perfect.
I have to say that's one of my least favorite Hannah Montana songs. Really? I really don't like Nobody's Perfect. I feel like it's very whiny. I don't know. I've never liked Nobody's Perfect.
I love it, and I actually quote the lyrics fairly all the time. Often.
It's an iconic song. Like, it's more often quoted than Best of Both Worlds, which I also re-listened to Best of Both Worlds, and Best of Both Worlds was also one of my least favorites when I was, like, a kid.
Yeah.
And now, Best of Both Worlds kind of slaps. Maybe I was listening to, like, a remastered version or something like that, but I was like, this is, like, so, such a good song, like, Orlando Bloom references, it's really a product of the time. It's a sign of the times, very true. If you will.
I like Nobody's Perfect. I think it's one of those that never gets old. Everybody knows it, like, everybody knows what you're talking about, like, it's good. It's good. It's a good one.
Okay.
So, even further, what's your favorite Miley Cyrus song?
I'm in a controversial opinion. It's Malibu. I love the song Malibu.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to say, for me, it's a tie between Party in the USA and We Can't Stop.
We Can't Stop is good. And, I mean, it's so, so good. In the USA. It's, Party in the USA, like, and is iconic. Every 4th of July. Like, busted.
I mean, like, the video is iconic. I mean, it is Miley just, like, saying, fuck you, Hannah Montana. I'm Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Like, and We Can't Stop is just, like,
and,
I mean.
We Can't Stop is, it's our party. We're going to do what we want.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so, like, when we can't say, you're like, Miley is fully on a roller coaster right now, and I want to be on it with her. Like, it's just, like, Miley grew up with us, or with me, specifically. Like, she's almost the exact same age as me. I think she might be, like, a couple months older or younger, one way or the other.
Yeah.
But, like, Miley and I are, we went through that crazy late teens, early 20s together, and We Can't Stop is still a great song.
Yeah. Quick question. How old were the characters in Hannah Montana? Do you remember? Were they in high school? Were they in
Yeah, well, she was 16 school? In this movie, so.
Okay, she's 16 in this movie. Birthday. I just need you to know, like, in the Hannah Montana movie, Hannah Montana is as old as every character in Riverdale.
It does not work for me.
Yeah. Like, isn't that wild? Like, she's the same age as, like, Blair and Serena in season one of Gossip Girl.
Yeah,
for some reason, blowing your mind. Because what I was going to tell you was, like, when I was originally thinking of this idea, I was thinking, wow, Liv and Maddie are the same age as the kids on Riverdale.
Yeah, it's just, I think it goes to show you that, like, Disney Channel does things so differently, you know?
So differently.
Like, it's just, this is CW versus, literally CW versus
ABC, Disney. Or not CW, Disney Channel versus ABC Family. Like, this is also how old they were in Pretty Little Liars, if not older.
But, I mean, even I think Pretty Little Liars, they feel younger, they feel like young people trying to do adult things, where, like, CW, they feel like adults. Mm-hmm. Like, they feel and talk and look like adults doing
And it also, like, shows the discrepancy between, like, having characters that are close to the age of the actors versus, mm-hmm. like, actors that are way older. In Pretty Little Liars, the actors are way older. In Hannah Montana, except Sasha, however you say her last name. Except the girl who played Allison.
It's like Pieterse.
Pieterse? I don't know.
Yeah,
and Pieterse, then Miley and Hannah are, like, almost the same age, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miley and Hannah. Oh, my God.
Miley and Miley.
Yeah, Miley and Miley. Wow, 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 wow. Okay, so next week we are going to do an episode all about The Perfect Date, which is a new Netflix movie. It comes out tomorrow, so if you want to watch that to keep up, I'm sure you probably will. Like, if you're listening to this, you're probably watching The Perfect Date this weekend. And then you'll have a podcast next week to listen to about it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I actually think, like,
our category to, like, any movie where they're in high school.
High school set movies.
Yeah, sure. I mean, or, like, movies with Noah Centineo. We talk about Cami Mendez on occasion. I was just talking about Riverdale.
I think, like, if Noah Centineo is in it, we are talking about it, basically.
Which is sad. I don't like that for us.
No, I don't either, but, like,
I'm this might be a spoiler for next week, I'm fairly anti-Noah Centineo at this point.
The only thing that I do kind of like about from the trailer of this movie, I feel like Noah Centineo is actually, like, gets a little bit of, the thing that I don't like about him in the other Netflix movies is that he has, like, zero character development. Like, he is literally just there, says the lines,
so
and then he goes away.
Yeah, so in this, he's the main character. So
he is the main character. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I would really like to see Noah Centineo play a real character, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
so
not just, like, wish fulfillment in the form of Peter Kavinsky.
Exactly.
Wish fulfillment in the form of Jamie from Sierra Burgess. We did an episode all about Sierra Burgess as a loser. We've also done, in a similar vein, we did Dumplin', so if you want to go listen to those, do it. But yeah, The Perfect Date is what we will be talking about next week. In the meantime, if you want to find more of us, our website's tbtamp.com. You can rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts app, which we would really appreciate. Would love to get some new reviews for next week. Follow us on Instagram. Tell a friend.
Yeah, 5 stars, baby.
Yes, please. Our Instagram is at TBT Podcast. My Instagram and Twitter is at Miranda Johnson, MarandaJohnson.
And my Instagram and Twitter are at Mac is Cheesy. That's M-A-C-K is cheesy.
Yes. Boom. Amazing. Thank you guys so much. Have a great week.
Bye. Bye.